Well, I spoke to Fala Harkin on Friday afternoon and was talking about this. And the problem is it's young ones gathering in the laneway. There's a laneway runs between the poker house and the shops. And they seem to be gathering in this lane. They're drinking and they're roaring and they're shouting and they're making noise. But this goes on to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Fala Harkin can't get to sleep at night. And it's out of pure exhaustion that he's talking about moving. So I think it's just now the community and volunteer sector and everybody has a responsibility here to move on and deal with this issue. And I've been speaking to people, speaking to Owen McCarthy from CRG and people like that, and we've put in place now, we've spoken back to Harkin, we've put in place, we've given them the number for the wardens, the neighbourhood team, the CRG, so it's just they're trying to track this down rather than let it get out of hand, you know.
And this antisocial behaviour has gotten so bad that Father Harkin has said that he may have to leave the parochial house.
That would be a big loss, I have to say, a big loss to this community. We, at one stage in the 1970s, we had four priests service in this community. We have one at the moment. It's a community of 10,000 of a population, you know, and it would be a really bad situation. It would be a slight on the community as well. When you think of it, you know, the priest, the parish priest, can only come in during the day to actually say Mass and then leave again. It would be bad. So I think everybody has a responsibility here. And I have to say this, parents have a responsibility. If your child's not in the home at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night, 14 or 15 years of age, going to school, then you have to be asking the question, where is your children? They have a major responsibility in this issue as well. So I think everybody, all these agencies will be doing... Sitting down again today, I'll be talking to Father Harkin this morning again, to try and work out some sort of solution to move this problem on. Because if we go back again to about 4 or 5 years ago, we had this problem again about 5 years ago, where a bottle was actually thrown, smashed through the window of the Crookle House. And again, the community volunteer sector and volunteers actually came in and patrolled the area, but we shouldn't have to do that. You know, it should be a case of these young ones, the parents have a major responsibility in this issue.